Blog Talk Radio.
Sun starting the booklet and you all know that I call your son for a reason. That means nothing can come between us when we walk this beat. Lyrics do get deep because we're born to die. Shed tears and cry. Mom do pass away when you was locked up, son. They had you suspended in time, so I kick rhymes. Niggas living off the beers and ideas to get paid. But the straight thing is found and protect your wealth. And these punks out, niggas screaming out.
646-478-3313. Talk about said rest in peace idea. Say, I want you to understand how dope this man was. I want you to put your goggles on. Shout out to his family, close friends, homies, enemies, lovers and haters. Rest in peace idea.
Love. 50 Cent, what's up, man? Can you let the people know, like, so tonight it's going to be crazy. You got all your homies.
Little interview real quick before the show.
Set, D-Block.
Ideas and abilities, baby.
We have a really good show, you know what I'm saying? Like, in a real hip-hop joint, like, not just the commercialized music, the commercial joints. We want to do something different, you know what I mean?
People want to know when the fuck is the album dropping, 50? That's the number one thing.
November 17th, it'll be out.
And that's the final situation right there.
That's
boom.
The final date, November 17th.
Holy shit. And Eminem was talking about this record that you and him was going back and forth. Like eight bars.
Psycho.
can he explain that? That shit was like, it was crazy just to even work with you with that. Can you explain
that? That was like one of the highlights for me on this record. I didn't do a lot of collaborating. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wrote the record, and I had so much time to write so many ideas that I wanted to make sure people heard me. A lot of new albums that came out were great compilations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had so many features and so many artists and sample choruses and everything. It was just crazy. Like, you know, all of it. So, I didn't want my record to sound like that, and I had the time to make it what I wanted.
Mm.
You know, so...
And your boy Dre, I'm sure you worked a lot with him.
Like, we did like four on this album.
Wow.
Four joints on this album. We made more. I had more time with Dre on this record than the other ones. Like the Get Rich, I worked for 6 days on Get Rich or Die Trying with him and Dre. In Detroit, we made four records. We kept two of the four. That was Before I Self-Destruct. No, it was Don't Patiently Waiting and Don't Push Me.
And
with Dre, I worked for 4 days. We did eight records. The first day I did a joint called Angels and Back Down. And then I did a bunch of, we did eight joints, but I kept, the four that I kept was In the Club, If I Can't, P.I.M.P., and Back Down.
Jesus fucking Christ. Speaking of bullets, man, you got that little 38, that little pea shooter that Jay-Z gave you. Like, he's saying that. You know, a lot of people have been calling that. Jay-Z said, nobody's scared of you, blah, blah, blah. Have you responded to that?
No, I didn't hear the rest of that actual interview. I heard that piece that everybody else heard on the internet, but, you know, I don't know where that's coming from, so I'm going to, you know, get a chance to hear the whole thing before I, you know, just jump off the handle. You know what I'm saying? But
you think he is, you know, he's kind of like in a, he assumes he's in a safe place. His album sold is cool.
I don't think that's a fair assumption.
Yeah.
See, check this out. If you're in a space where the guy probably made him feel like a punk.
Mm. Oh, the
interview.
You
see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They would make, that's the only thing I could think of to why he would say that. And saying, like, I'm not scared of 50. Like, that would be the only reason why I could feel, like, you know, it would make sense why he's saying, ain't nobody afraid of 50.
Mm. I was bugging when I heard that. I was like, huh?
Yeah, so, I mean, we'll see what it is. You know, obviously, I'm going to, you know, go see exactly what that is.
The future has a lot.
Y'all niggas ready for some real shit?
So who's
real interview right here.
I feel like a cop. I think my feeling
idea
of
interview.
Being a cop has to do with the fact that I snitch on everyone. pretty sure.
We're here at Rock and Bells 2009.
You know what it is.
Wait, what year is it?
You know what? I was reading from David Icke. Apparently the time-space continuum, everything's happening at the same time anyway.
Yeah, that's right. There is no time.
What's your take on the situation?
How
can everything be happening
time.
At once? Yeah.
Well, because time is kind of constructed by your ego. It has to do with, in relation to space, I think it has to do with you separating yourself from different objects and then separating yourself from different events. So you kind of make it up in your head, you know? Like, there's a difference between me and you, and there's space in between us, and then that creates, like, a symbol of you that's separate from me. And
yeah.
So then that creates time, because at that point, you're going to talk after me. You know what I mean? But if you break down that part of your ego that kind of makes the differences between everything, there is no space or time. It's all, there's no you, you know? There's no
identity. So what's your belief that we're all energy?
Energy is a physics term, and it's a model for trying to understand the way that the universe works.
Right.
I just don't really believe in models at all, you know? I can use models to try to understand things for myself, but I don't really believe in any of them, you know?
Well, we couldn't describe anything without them, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's all metaphor. You're basically, rather than eating the food, you're reading the menu, you know? That's what's happening when you describe the universe.
Now, what are your beliefs in terms of the afterlife? Do you believe in an afterlife, or what happens when
you
die?
I don't believe in an afterlife. I think that if you examine it closely enough, you can figure out that in a lot of ways, it's a defense mechanism that your brain has and your brain kind of indulges in. I think that you cannot envision yourself not existing, because if you could, who is there sitting there envisioning it?
Yeah.
You know, so you always have to perpetuate an idea of your immortality. And since we know we physically decay, we kind of create this idea of spiritual, you know, the spiritual side, because we don't want to let go of our identities. So we want to say there's an afterlife, but really what that's saying is I want to live forever, you know?
Right.
So I don't really get into that for myself. But hey, if it keeps somebody...
I mean, the idea of a soul passing on to another...
Yeah, it forms too much of an interpretation, you know? Language, too much of a belief system.
Who are some of your mentors? You know, you deal a lot with philosophy.
Philosophical mentors?
Yeah.
It's a guy named Krishnamurti. He was just a guy who decided... that he wanted to, he was kind of born in the Hindu system, in the caste system. He was like kind of born a messiah, but then at some point, pretty early on, he decided that he, that it was stupid that to be like, to be part of this whole system. He kind of rejected it all, and then spent the rest of his life walking around talking to people.
Have you ever considered just saying fuck it, walking away from the music industry?
Well, I kind of, in some way I did, you know, I started fucking picked up a guitar and started playing like coffee houses, you know, and I'm really happy doing that, but it's hard to make a buck doing that, you know?
Yeah.
I have a high standard of living.
Where does most of your money on tour go? And do you have any on you?
I have $30 on me.
I didn't mean the money, I mean what you spent it on.
Oh, that's a secret.
No, I mean as long as we're just looking at the clouds. Carbon Carousel.
Yeah, that's my rock band, you know.
What made you decide to start that up?
I started just playing instruments, and at one point it was like melding the worlds together. It's like kind of like produced music, and I was rapping on it. And then I started getting so much, people are so pissed at me for doing it, that I was just like, fuck it, I'm just gonna like, let's be a real band. And I've always, like, I was always a rock dude, you know, when I was younger, I was a metal kid. That stuff all came to me before hip-hop, you know? So it's just like kind of reestablishing some of that. But that being said, like, I've never felt really comfortable in any kind of genre. I've always felt like an outsider, you know, like, my friends were really, you know, punk rock, you know? It's like I was always outside of that. Hip-hop, I've always felt like an outsider. You know, I think I'm just most comfortable being, not being comfortable, you know?
Now, the new album, By the Throat, you blend different styles, not straight-up hip-hop.
Yeah, you know, I would say in essence it's hip-hop, it's still like beats and rapping, you know? But
oh, what were you calling it? I heard you calling it post-math.
Oh, yeah, post-math core grunge pop.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I like
sounds
that.
Sounds funny, though.
No, that's one way to put yourself out of the box. Make a box that makes absolutely no sense.
God goes on, man. Rest in peace. Idea.
There's no telling what I'ma do. I'm 80,000 years of natural selection coming through. You ain't got as much aggression, possessions, weapons. I'll be damned if I get outdone by the next man. If your beliefs are different than mine, then we gonna fight. Who needs peace when you can profit from being right? I hold picket signs outside abortion clinic doors. Take what I want with force, and my God could kill yours. Dirty hippie, commie, scum, Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, Jew, Democrat, factory working, college student, you. My nervous system don't take no bullshit. Been dominating since the day I touched the monolith. I only breed with sex symbol worthy women. They stay at home and cook while I go out and make a living. Don't challenge my ego, don't step on my shoe. Otherwise the next wait that you attend my beef with you.
Heaven's gate. Stop bugging. How can the sky be the limit? Orbiting, sport of it. Top loving, watch the chugging, smoking they hot hugging. Over me, you got nothing. Decipher distance and spot rushing. Shots on the hot plugging. What's up, you are not fucking. That's obvious. They in a state of disarray. When we cover the cosmos with creations, they can only switch to me. Super soldier, time it can do better. Come scouts to figure us out. We'll make the sun supernova and pick different rust out. Get the fuck out, your fanatical state of fantasy. Ain't no accident, we saturate your world with tragedy. Outer space, your doom zone. Tail Toko Yoko broke your metaphysical footprint near your Milky Way tombstone. You show nothing but reason for us to destruct the feeble productions. Leaders leaving the leaders, media's crushed. Boldly going, no man has gone before. Unkillable horde of syllable lords. Born breach bearing balls, bigger than body for body in a pitch voice. Best ever earth and birth bound to umbilical cords. Told we flow how no planets float and more. Bad broke, intergalactic abomination. Conservation, monster waiting to stomp your face in a fun confrontation. Fast over mad flow, ENA crack flow, collabo attack mode, black hole. Drop your shape. Like they fucking with you in ability. We are taking all these punk motherfuckers out. They ain't shit. We coming for them.
Rest in peace, Idea. 606-478-3313. Just keep it moving.
Her pussy gets so wet, you can't believe it.
Oh, come here, would you like this, huh?
Oh, give it up.
I sent you a big cock in my ass.
Oh,
sure.
Come on.
Give me your cock in my mouth.
Baby, you listen to me. Excuse me, did you just say baby?
Hey, you shut up!
Thought that maybe for what, you could bang the both of us?
How the fuck am I supposed to feel about all this?
How are you supposed to feel about it? Feel whatever the fuck you want to feel about it, all right?
Hey, I'm gonna call it a day, bitch!
Shout out to the whole Rhyme Sayers.
Rest in peace to Idea. I would like to say rest in peace to Idea. Shout out to Shine Clothing. Shout out to Glenn, I see you. I'm definitely out here. All my dudes in the 30s say I'm out here. Let's keep it moving.
kicks. Thomas, he had perfect aim, swore that he couldn't miss. Wore it underneath his belt because by law that wasn't right. Besides, you never know what type of danger's hiding in the night. He said he never used it in a fight. He'd take a punch instead and it made him feel at home. He used to hunt with grandpa as a kid. As time went on, he started to think more and more about what he would do if he was home and someone kicked down his door. Paranoia kept increasing. He kept imagining a tragedy as if it was inevitable, trying to prepare himself for how he'd feel if he ever had to steal a life to save a loved one or his own. That soulless piece of metal was the boss in the relationship. He bought it to keep him safe, but it just made him sick. And it wasn't until the day that he got rid of it that he felt like he was safe, no longer a slave to that piece of shit. You can own it, but mostly it'll own you, yeah. You can own it, but mostly it'll own you, yeah. You can own it, but mostly it'll own you, yeah. You can own it, but mostly it'll own you, yeah. You can own it, but mostly it'll own you, yeah. You can own it, but mostly it'll own you, yeah. You can own it, but mostly it'll own you, yeah. You can own it, but mostly it'll own you, no.
Goggles, man. Rest in peace to little homie. Let's keep his music going.
I soak up every little bit to sharpen my bones. All grown up, still trying to find my way home. I never been cleaned or cloned. My heart's never been owned. I'm lonely, but everyone is lonely, so I know at least I'm not alone. This road is filled with potholes, but I don't need to tell you something that you already know. We're both sinking in the same boat. I wanted you to stay afloat. I did what I could, but you had to learn to swim on your own. You lost your glow and the glitter and the gold. I couldn't stay alive inside your toe. Hold, hold, hold on. I really gotta go, cause I'm not falling into your hole.
You won't hear my head.
Up every little bit, the heart of my skin. No matter how I stand, still pulled by the wind. When intention goes limp, wipe the face off my grin. And love me in the name of kill the people, being good friends. A liar's lips are the best fingerprints. You can fake it if it's there, but I can taste it when we kiss. Trace in paper it. I try to draw the line and I miss. But one day I'll be able to look back at this and make some kind of sense of it. I'm not another shin to kick. One foot in the grave, both hands in a ditch. It took a while to figure out we couldn't coexist, but I'm not falling into your abyss.
You won't hear my head.
Goggles on, man. His name was Idea. His group was called Idea and the Abilities. Founder of Rhyme Sayers. Let's keep it going. I'll do part two tomorrow, but we got to keep it moving, man. Rest in peace, dog.
50 Cent, what's up, man? Can you let the people know, like, so tonight it's going to be crazy. You got all your homies.
We'll interview real quick
tonight.
Before
yeah,
the show.
Set, D-Block.
Ideas and Abilities, baby.
We have a really good show, you know what I'm saying? Like, in a real hip hop joint, like not just the commercialized music, the commercial joints. We want to do something different, you know what I mean?
People want to know when the fuck is the album dropping, 50. That's the number one thing.
November 17th, it'll be out.
And that's the final situation right there.
That's
boom.
The final date, November 17th.
Holy shit! And Eminem was talking about this record that you and him was going back and forth. Like,
oh,
eight bars.
Psycho.
can you, because he explained that shit was like, it was crazy just to even work with you with that. He explained
that was like one of the highlights for me on this record. I didn't do a lot of collaborating. You know what I'm saying? Like I wrote the record, and I had so much time to write so many ideas that I didn't really. I wanted to make sure people heard me. A lot of new albums that came out were great compilations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had so many features, so many artists, and sample choruses and everything. It was just crazy. Like, you know, all of it. So, I didn't want my record to sound like that, and I had the time to make it what I wanted.
Mm.
You know, so.
And your boy Dre, I'm sure you worked a lot with him. Like,
We did like four on this album.
Wow.
Four joints on this album. We made more. I had more time with Dre on this record than the other ones. Like the Get Rich, I worked for 6 days on Get Rich or Die Trying with Eminem. In Detroit, we made four records. We kept two of the four. That was Before I Self Destruct. No, it was Patiently Waiting and Don't Push Me.
And
with Dre, I worked for 4 days. We did eight records. The first day I did a joint called Angels and Back Down, and then. I did a bunch of, we did eight joints, but I kept, the four that I kept was In the Club, If I Can't, P.I.M.P., and Back Down.
Jesus fucking Christ. Speaking of bullets, man, you got that little 38, that little pea shooter that Jay-Z gave you, like he's saying that, you know, a lot of people been calling that Jay-Z said nobody's scared of you, blah, blah, blah. Have you responded to that?
No, I didn't hear the rest of that actual interview. I heard that piece that everybody else heard on the internet, but you know. I don't know where that's coming from, so I'm gonna, you know, get a chance to hear the whole thing before I, you know, just jump off the handle.
Right out.
You know what I'm saying? But
he's kind of like in a, he assumes he's in a safe place. His album sold is cool.
I don't think that's a fair assumption.
Yeah.
See, take this out. If you're in a space where the guy probably made him feel like a punk.
Mm. Oh, the
interview.
You
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They would make, that's the only thing I could think of to why he would say that. Mm-hmm. And saying, like, I'm not scared of 50. Like, that would be the only reason why I could feel, like, you know, it would make sense why he's saying, ain't nobody afraid of 50.
Mm. I was bugging when I heard that. I was like, huh?
I mean, we'll see what it is. You know, obviously, I'm going to, you know, go see exactly what that is.
The future has a lot.
Y'all niggas ready for some real shit?
So who's
real interview right here?
I feel like a cop. I think my feeling
idea
of
interview.
Being a cop has to do with the fact that I snitch on everyone. I'm pretty sure.
We're here at Rockin' Bells 2009.
You know what it is.
Wait, what year is it?
You know what? I was reading some David Icke. Apparently the time-space continuum, everything's happening at the same time anyway.
Yeah, that's right. There is no time.
What's your take on the situation?
How
can everything be happening
time?
At once? Yeah.
Well, because time is kind of constructed by your ego. It has to do with, in relation to space, I think it has to do with you separating yourself from different objects and then separating yourself from different events. So you kind of make it up in your head, you know? Like, there's a difference between me and you, and there's space in between us, and then that creates, like, a symbol of you that's separate from me.
Yeah.
So then that creates time, because at that point, you're going to talk after me, you know what I mean? But if you break down that part of your ego that kind of makes the differences between everything, there is no space or time. It's all, there's no you, you know, there's no
So identity. What's your belief that we're all energy?
Energy is a physics term, and it's a model for trying to understand the way that the universe works.
Right.
I just don't really believe in models at all. You know, I can use models to try to understand things for myself, but I don't really believe in any of them, you know?
Well, we couldn't describe anything without them, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's all metaphor. You're basically, rather than eating the food, you're reading the menu, you know? That's what's happening when you describe the universe.
Now, what are your beliefs in terms of the afterlife? Do you believe in an afterlife, or what happens
when
you die?
I don't believe in an afterlife. I think that, if you examine it closely enough, you can figure out that in a lot of ways it's a defense mechanism that your brain has and your brain kind of indulges in. I think that you cannot envision yourself not existing, because if you could, who is there sitting there envisioning it?
Yeah.
You know, so you always have to perpetuate an idea of your immortality. And since we know we physically decay, we kind of create this idea of spiritual, you know, the spiritual side. inside because we don't want to let go of our identities. So we want to say there's an afterlife. But really what that's saying is there's I want to live forever, you know?
Right.
And so I don't really get into that for myself. But hey, if it keeps somebody...
I mean, the idea of a soul passing on to another...
Yeah, it forms too much of an interpretation, you know? Language, too much of a belief system.
Who are some of your mentors? You know, you deal a lot with philosophy.
Philosophical mentors?
Yeah.
It's a guy named Krishnamurti. He was just a guy who decided that he wanted to... He was kind of born in the Hindu system, in the caste system. He was like kind of born a messiah. But then at some point, pretty early on, he decided that it was stupid to be part of this whole system. He kind of rejected it all and then spent the rest of his life walking around talking to people.
Have you ever considered just saying fuck it and walking away from the music industry?
Well, I kind of, in some way I did, you know. I started fucking picked up a guitar and started playing like coffee houses, you know. And I'm really happy doing that, but it's hard to make a buck doing that, you know.
Yeah.
I have a high standard of living.
Where does most of your money on tour go? And do you have any on you?
I have $30 on me.
I didn't mean the money. I mean what you're spending on.
Oh, that's a secret.
No, I mean as long as we're just looking at the clouds. Carbon Carousel.
Yeah, that's my rock band. You know?
What made you decide to start that up?
I started just playing instruments, and at one point it was like melding the worlds together. It's like kind of like produced music, and I was rapping on it. And then I started getting so much, people are so pissed at me for doing it, that I was just like, fuck it, I'm just gonna like, let's be a real band. And I've always, like, I was always a rock dude, you know, when I was younger, I was a metal kid. That stuff all came to me before hip-hop, you know? So it's just like kind of reestablishing some of that. But that being said, like, I've never felt really comfortable in any kind of genre. I've always felt like an outsider, you know, like, my friends were really, you know, punk rock, you know, it's like I was always outside of that. Hip-hop, I've always felt like an outsider. You know, I think I'm just most comfortable being comfortable, you know.
Now, the new album, By the Throat, you blend different styles, straight up hip-hop.
Yeah, you know, I would say in essence it's hip-hop, it's still like beats and rapping, you know. But
so what were you calling it? I heard you calling it post-math.
Oh, it's post-mathcore grunge-pop.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I like
sounds
that.
Sounds funny, though.
No, that's one way to put yourself out of the box. Make a box that makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah, exactly.
But I like it.
Well, categories are so fucking ridiculous anyways, you know.
In case of emergency, break glass and put us out. The last time electrical rain through my clouds. They say sell it and flow for all we care. I watch the body from a distance and then talk about it like I was there. We don't care even the slightest hint of life. We fight to find when it went wrong and die before we finally get it right.
The goggles on. Straight Raw, you already know what it is. It's Idea Hour.
646-478-3313.
Boy, just came through. Give him a quick shout out real quick. Let y'all know what's popping, man.
What's happening, nigga? It's that 916 finest, man. You feel me? That north area to the south, man. Getting it in, man. That nigga D, you feel me? That's your boy, man, in the city, man. Come holler at us, man. We got them good prices out here, man. Anyways, y'all put it back, my nigga Flames back on, man. It's good, man. Holla at your boy.
Yeah. That's what's up. That's my boy, man. It's real out here, boy. I try to tell you.
Marks on their skin. The greatest trick the devil ever played was convincing me that I was him. We like to feel the blood and fat dripping off our gums. She likes to talk directly down the barrel of her gun. Learning to perfect the ancient art of fire rage. You've always been so warm and calculated. I owe you a thanks. Eyes wide shut, I promise not to fall awake. Lick the guillotine and tell you how the gasoline tastes. The grass is always greener on the other pesticides. While impressions rep is a message that is infectious high. What's for me to know when you define? You'll see the almighty praise adrenaline. Such an underwhelming thrill where there's a will, there's a wake. Burn me at the stake. Who the hell am I trying to fool? I'm a fool, I feel so fake. One last goodbye before I take my 45. Shoot a hole in the sky, rip it open and climb inside. Empathy is the poor man's cocaine. And love is just a chemical by any other name. I like the way your pheromones make me sleepy. This far away I still smell you inside me. Empathy is the poor man's cocaine.
poor man's cocaine. And love is just a chemical by any other name. I like the way your pheromones make me sleepy. As far away, I still smell you inside me. Time needs down, so my sweet nothing sour. I screwed up trying to squeeze 65 minutes from an hour. Outnumbered by such a large amount. No wonder why we lost the battle. The counterculture can't count. Welcome to my private hell. Don't want to fight now, enjoy myself. Rather drown than ask for help. I wish I was someone else. Mr. Perfect, misconstrued. Lead the way, follow through. Probably hate me, I do too. You're so much like me, I feel sorry for you. But I think you're pretty sure. You will profit, you will get hurt. I eat my words, they taste like dirt. I'm only ashamed because I know what it's worth. Find my comfort, inside blame. Shove my pride back, down my face. My worst habits, waking up at least once a day. Balance barefoot on a needle, heaven's just a jump away. Empathy is the poor man's cocaine. And love is just a chemical by any other name. I like the way your pheromones make me sleepy. This far away, I still smell you inside me. Empathy is the poor man's cocaine. And love is just a chemical by any other name. I like the way your pheromones make me sleepy. This far away, I still smell you inside me.
Goggles on, man. My dude over here, man. Shout out to my boys, man. My niggas getting money. I'm in the lab, my nigga D. You know what I'm saying? Niggas know him. See him at the distillery and shit. I'm fucking put your fucking goggles on, nigga.
Turn on radio, man.
Cinder, I see you.
Go,
oh, how easily they forget, no anger to the past. Cause the blood supply and hope the heartbeat to help the death. My rib cage is now my own. Still feels like your arms neck closing. So how'd I let it go this far? It happens faster than you could ever think. From always and forever and never again. In less than a blink, the river runs until it's dry. But I just died, spitting my life driven to his mouth to keep it alive. Long drives, wide eyes, and your smiling face. You dance, I drink, let's waste the night away. They say you always know right away. But you can't foresee your sand being pulled into the sea under a tidal wave. Secrets leak out when you're asleep. Coming from a queen's mouth, talk isn't all that cheap. I'm now a lone flame, searching for a purpose. Setting fires everywhere I go, can't avoid the burn. Share pain, put me by my throat and made me understand the world is a spot where you went. I couldn't breathe. You can lead a horse to fresh water, but you can't teach it how to be okay when you decide to leave. I'm lost, there's no one to protect. I got so used to being sheltered from the rain that always followed you. It's not my first time tackling, it's nothing new. But that doesn't make it any easier to get through. No, won't melt, no, won't clear. Turn hope inside out a thousand times, trying to see if there was ever anything more than dressed up in fear. But the two go hand in hand, you can't have one without the other being there. I'm barely breathing, waiting for this dream to end. Begging to God, I don't believe in to let me sleep so I can dream again. We went to thick and thin, came up separate on the other end. But please know, no matter what, you'll always have me as a friend. And I finally know your crime and your pride and your passion, my only ghost. I'm going crazy out of my control, but there's nothing I can do. I have no choice but to let it go. Each day gets a little less intense. No longer feel like there's someone standing on my chest. You made me more me, and I won't forget the times you helped me find my feet when I was buried in my head. Thank you for giving what you had to give, taking what you had to take, and making me believe in you. Even though I might be gone forever, there will always be a place in my brain that'll think of you. You look so grateful when you're flying. Keep going, there's a lot of world that you haven't seen. You have my best wishes, even if only in silence. You deserve everything that you ever dreamed. No melted right when the smoke cleared. I turned to love inside out a thousand times, trying to see if it was ever anything more than the will to persevere. But the two go hand in hand, the clouds around you eventually will clear. I can breathe, I found contentment in the end. Telling the God I don't believe in to go to sleep so I can think again. We went through thick and thin, came out separate on the other end. But please know, no matter what, you'll always have me as a friend.
Goggles on, man. See you, Lord Drugs. Saying, nigga Rodney out there. I'm saying, my nigga Ben Bagarin. See you. Somewhere else, real quick.
almost blinding. I know I should look away, I'm honestly trying. I act like I'm here, it's really hard to care, but there's a thin line between your wit and your whining. I'm just a shadow when you're shining. I look forward to putting it all behind me. Kneel before your ego. It's funny how some people have a way of making the Milky Way look tiny. Somewhere between the drama and the dry heat, collapse on command using gravity to guide me. You're so hip-hop, you're so punk rock, you're so cliche. Look like eyes, judging is the gate upon the long face you wear. When it's your right to say they're wrong, you put no one above you, but they can tell your trouble as you pick up your things and sleep alone when the day is done. You used to get in fights for fun. It's your way of getting close to someone when you don't know how to love. I feel sorry for you, even though your fans adore you. The more you try to wiggle your way loose, the more you get stuck. You're so sex, you're so drugs, you're so rock and roll, you're so in the moment, you're so self-centered, you're so sad, cause you're so cliche.
Goggles on.
Yeah, we could.
I am all that I think. I'm the way that my neurons are wired. With my LA onto electricity connectivities and themselves to receive itself, building a network that only gets stronger as I continue the thought pattern implied by the process. I make a decision on what to react and what I perceive as an electrical current, and I am all that I feel. I'm a neurotransmitter's desire. These chemical messengers look for an earth with a perfect receptor to fit in the gate and they give it specific instructions on what to release till the chain of events reaches down to the glands, which then produce every hormone and a spread of the tissue of organs to make them dance. All I can do is breathe, that's all I put out the fire, and all I can do is think. Force my circuitry to rewire. Everything outside is already inside. There's nothing we see that we don't, at least partially make an airbone in our head. So it seems like my duty to get in my biocomputer and hire partner on to a long-term relationship. Now that my brain and release with my chemicals, one day I'll be free from the brain that makes me me. Now that I know that I'm in control, I can cut my own puppet strings. You are all that sufficient to the way the universe I'm linked. I bet if you don't let it get a little better, really got a lot of work. All you gotta do is open up and...
WhiteOutDropBet.com.
The bell is circulating like the blood in your veins. Why go is on the tip?
LL's your name.
Co creators. Cool chance. You bring the wood, packer. I'll bring the wood. The devil ripping in, dripping through your body and soul. Why do you like cool chance?
It ain't rock and roll.
If it ain't the glory days with Bruce Springsteen, I'm not a virgin, so I know I make Madonna scream. You ain't a Michael Lynn Prince all the way ever since. If the beats were made of me, then they would have for me, bitch. Rock the bell. Circulating like the blood in your veins. Why gold is on the tip?
LL's your name.
Co-creators. Cool J.
Gonna be like who say you got a ways to turn. Some suckers don't like me, but I'm not concerned. 6 years for 20 minutes is the pay I earn.
I'm growing and growing like a 4-inch blade. Rest in peace, Michael Jackson.
Feel like Cool J.
That's right, I'm on the mic with the help of the bells and overlaying what I'm saying. I'm rocking your well, rock the bell.
A lot of crackers in the hood. Remember it used to make us cringe, but they credit is good, so we making friends. On our struggles they talk and try and make amends. No problem, Harlem, we'll break them in. Go to Foot Locker, Air Max, I take a 10, thanks, oh yeah. Next week, Brenna Benz and Jefferson with Dave and Rock, where I played the rock. Scored 40, then 40th, I played the spot.
DJ,
everyone else, they raised the spot, so I played the block. Blue, green, but my reds were they favorite top. Keisha, Nikki, but Vicky, she had my favorite top. Then I sent her to the hill, made a cop. Crack bottles gotta start, yeah. Everybody got a bit of Harlem in them. Check your heart.
Yeah, I'm from Harlem.
From 140 to 144.
Yeah.
Every block there is quick to let they 40 off.
Yeah.
The 44th boys dressed like I order floor.
Huh?
Ralph Lauren down now. Took that naughty off.
Cool.
My little man Kiki Lock, I got shorty off.
Cool.
We can't bruise. Statue we can't move. Soft top, hard top, drops we can't choose. G-spot, three knots, shake them, we can't lose.
Yeah, I'm Harlem, yeah, I'm Harlem. We can't go higher. Top down, eyes they call the chrome show. Now show your booty. Now baby, wait, just listen, no more wishing, listening. The paper vanish like magician.
No, I'm from Harlem,
no, I'm from Harlem.
We can't move.
I'm not shit, I'm champagne. Let's all go home, kill ourselves in our radios. Where's my head? This isn't mine. Nobody loves a thing, everyone is fucking crazy in control. It's not my fault, they'll be sorry once I skin them. Scared to life, a painless death. Make sure she knows I love her right before she floats away. I can't hear you scream too loud. All my ideas become perfect little blind spots. Fold me in, tucked away. I'm starting to think I never learn what I need to learn. All things past, we grew skin. Holding on to things that we should be allowed to keep. Make them proud, dressed in guilt. Call me when the miracle reduces to coincidence. Better than right where you are, although imagining an apple. an individual broken hearted with someone dead. It's a way of coping with loss. But I don't need you out there somewhere if I have you in my thoughts. I don't envy anyone in a position where the forces you pull the plug or not. I can't tell if it's you for me or you. I mean, I know you're sick, tired, and confused. But sometimes letting the tired go to sleep is the best thing to do. I will hold your head while the doctor sits the needle in. I'll always remember our companionship and what it meant. And on Sunday, October the 5th, you took your last breath.
Madonna, a woman like Belladonna, Mr. Coley, the very the hell of chronic, wanna island like Mr. Rock, my pistols talk, when I draw, leave your profile etched with chalk, we the most hated motherfuckers in New York,
I'm not shit, I'm champagne, let's all go home, kill ourselves in our radios, where's my head, this isn't mine, nobody loves the thing, everyone is fucking crazy in control, it's not my fault, they'll be sorry once I skin them, scared to life, a painless death, make sure she knows I love her right before she floats away, I can't hear you, scream too loud, all my ideas become perfect little blind spots, fold me in, tucked away, I'm starting to think I never learn what I need to learn, all things pass, we bruise skin, holding on to things that we shouldn't be allowed to keep, make them proud, dredged in guilt, call me when the miracle reduces to coincidence.
kicks. Promised he had perfect aim. Swore that he couldn't miss. Wore it underneath his belt because by law that wasn't right. Besides, you never know what type of danger's hiding in the night. He said he never used it in a fight. He'd take a punch instead and it made him feel at home. He used to hunt with grandpa as a kid. As time went on, he started to think more and more about what he would do if he was home and someone kicked down his door. Paranoia kept increasing. He kept imagining a tragedy as if it was inevitable, trying to prepare himself for how he'd feel if he ever had to steal a life to save a loved one or his own. That soulless piece of metal was the boss in the relationship. He bought it to keep him safe, but it just made him sick. And it wasn't until the day that he got rid of it that he felt like he was safe, no longer a slave to that piece of shit. You can own it, but...
I was a single-celled amoeba. Then I learned how to go to war over ideas. Now I'm in the tripping Mother Earth over resources, waiting for the day that today considered prehistoric. Standing on my last limb, survived by a naked rush. This story is written in my genetic code. Standing on my last limb, survived by a naked rush. This story is written in my genetic code. Standing on my last limb, survived by a naked rush. This story is written in my genetic code. Standing on my last limb, survived by a naked rush. This story was written. I don't want to, but if I have to, I'll make a big mistake. There's no judge or jury when you're looking at adrenaline in the face. Years of refinement to make this machine. I'm gonna use it to the best of my ability. My body as my armor will protect my brain from losing. Even though it's secreted poison, it's power I almost lose it. Vomit inducing, diluted in the blood. Cause if I ever got a full glass, the rush would be too much.
Pussy gets so... bad. You can't believe it.
Oh, come here, would you like this, huh?
Oh, give it up.
I send your big cock in my ass.
Come on!
Rest in peace.